My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Very interesting day at Mets camp on Tuesday. Jacob DeGrom pitched, Francisco Lindor spoke, and the Mets offense, with a very likely opening day lineup employed, looked ready for the season in an 8-3 win over the Astros, with Lindor, Alonso, and Dom Smith all homering. First, Lindor. He acknowledged what everyone already knew, that the Mets and his agent have opened discussions on a contract extension. He also has said that he will not negotiate once the season begins, and he came as close as ever today to issuing an ultimatum.
I will not be negotiating during the season. I will go to free agency if something carries on during the season. It's not fair for me. It's not fair for the team. I got to give everything I got into winning baseball games. So if it doesn't happen in spring training, I'll go to free agency and we'll talk in November, December, whenever free agency starts.
Now, granted, his agent and team officials can continue talking during the season, but this was as definitive as Lindor has been thus far in his contract situation. Now, if you're concerned about that statement, you might feel a little better if you listen to this. Lindor being asked how he would depict life as a Met thus far.
I'm very comfortable. I like the guys here. I like the coaching staff. Trainers, athletic trainers, everybody's on the right path, you know. We're all trying to win. We're all trying to get better. And so, yeah, I'm liking the organization. I'm feeling more comfortable as we go through every day. This is a good workplace. I'm happy right now. So we'll see what happens, you know. I'm blessed to, once again, to be surrounded by a great group of guys.
When Lindor was in Cleveland, he was also surrounded by a great group of pitchers. Corey Kluber, Trevor Bauer, Shane Bieber, amongst others. So having Jacob DeGrom around, playing behind him, and watching him closely, how's that working out, Francisco?
So it's fun. I've been around great pitchers. Saw Kluber win a couple of Cy Youngs, Bowers, an outstanding pitcher, Clevinger, Bieber, Civale, Tomlin, Carrasco. I saw a lot of great, great pitchers in my time in Cleveland. But DeGrom looks like he's a little smoother. The fastball has more spin, you know, to get – it gets to the plate smoother. The other guys are outstanding pitchers, and they're really good at what they do. DeGrom just looks like a little smoother, you know. So that's why he's probably one of the best, when the other ones are really good too.
Which brings us to Jake, who was once again dialing it up triple digits on Tuesday. Four solid innings. And he actually gave up a wind-aided home run for the first run of the spring. DeGrom has now thrown 9 innings thus far. He's given up 3 hits and 1 run, 1 walk, and 16 strikeouts. 6 more of those coming today. Safe to say, Jake is in sync.
My delivery feels really smooth. I think that I feel like everything's on time. And I feel like I'm staying within myself. And for me, that's normally when it comes out better. You know, if I got out there and was actually trying to throw harder, it would probably actually be less. So for me, it's when everything's in line, like my hands are breaking at the right time and I'm, you know, foot's landing on time. Everything just feels like it's in line. So I think if I went out there and tried to throw harder, it'd probably be less.
Last time out, his slider was great, and it was sharp once again today. He got the majority of his strikeouts with that nasty slider.
The slider the past two starts, I've been really happy with it, and bullpens in between. So where you've been, you know, working on just locating it, you know, throwing it for a strike when I need to, and then, you know, the two-strike one. So I'm really happy where that is right now, so hopefully it'll stay there. Today we tried working on the changeup a little bit more, left a few of those up. A couple of them were hit pretty hard. So that's just, you know, part of spring is trying to get everything where you need it to be. So definitely some work to be done in between.
The spring training schedule has been kind of odd for DeGrom. All 3 of his starts thus far have come against the Astros. There's no harm there because they don't face Houston during the regular season. But his last 2 spring starts will both be against the Nationals. And that is a problem because DeGrom is going to open the season at Washington at Nationals Park on April the 1st. So the chances are pretty good that DeGrom is going to be doing some backfield work against his teammates instead of facing the Nats.
I think the goal is to get the work in. You know, I think everybody has a switch when the lights turn on that they're, you know, it's time to go. But I feel like if we can get the work done and not give them an extra look, then it only benefits, you know, the pitcher. The more looks a batter has against you, they're seeing you more. So it's, you know, a positive for them, not necessarily for me.
Pete Alonso hit his 3rd spring home run, turning on an up-and-in fastball. He also added 2 other hits and is hitting .391 with 7 extra base hits in 10 games. Pretty good. Manager Luis Rojas really likes where Alonso is right now.
He's landing in a good position. He's repeating it. He's consistent. That's when you're able to do what he did today. Drive the ball the other way, pull a high fastball. He's landing in a really good, strong position. Really not going forward, not lunging too much. There's just a lot of things that have gotten him in trouble in the past that he's not doing this spring. And he's repeating. He's just repeating. So I'm glad he's staying within himself. I probably keep saying the same thing, but this is a guy that, you know, if he's very much result oriented, even pitch to pitch. So if he misses a pitch, he tries to do more next time, you know, and things like that. And he's not doing that. So I think experience and, of course, the work that he's put into it, it's paying off as far as like him staying within himself and trusting what he's doing out there.
Veteran relievers Jeurys Familia and Dellin Betances are still struggling. Familia issued 2 more walks, that's 6 now in 4 innings, and a single to load up the bases with 1 out, but he did escape the jam without giving up a run. Betances' velocity, though, is down from his last outing as he continues to adjust his delivery this spring. A bright spot? How about Miguel Castro? Another perfect inning with 2 strikeouts. Castro has really opened some eyes.
It's been lights out. The command of the chart, the two-seamer. I mean, we say sinker, but it's like goes sideways. And slider blend is phenomenal. It's just he's been lights out, and now he's got the changeup for the left-handed. And, you know, he's growing, man. This kid is 26 years old only. And he's been in the big leagues for 6 years. So this, I think this is a guy that has an unbelievable ability to throw the ball. And, you know, he's still getting better. He's still developing. So just being lights out in camp. And, you know, we're enjoying watching that. And so we'll have an important role for us in our bullpen.
Carlos Carrasco threw a bullpen Tuesday. He'll throw a live BP on Thursday as he progresses to game action. And young right-hander Sam McWilliams and outfielder Khalil Lee were both optioned out to AAA. On Wednesday, left-hander Joey Lucchese will face the Marlins in Jupiter. That's on St. Patrick's Day. And there'll also be a B game with left-handers Thomas Zupucki and also Sean Reed Foley going in that one. That's a look and a listen to the Mets podcast today. We'll be back tomorrow with more. I'm Ed Coleman.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.